This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Chris running a little bit late, but it's okay. He sent me a text that apparently he was in pain and wound up having to stand in line for a while at the drugstore. And, well, one thing that you don't ever have to stand in line for is Uber. And that's because you just send a text to somebody, or not really a text, but you go on the app and you say, I want a ride. And then somebody says, yep, we will give you a ride. And then they show up and they pick you up and take you where you need to go. But increasingly, cities across the country are passing laws to, well, make it more difficult for Uber to operate.
That's right. They've got a monopoly that just doesn't sit well with them, and they want that revenue, and they want the data that Uber has collected over the years. A lot of these city or municipalities want the data that that Uber has collected. Austin is a prime example. Uber wanted to sell it to them. The city of Austin wanted it for free, and when Uber said nope. That's when all this silliness took place.
And there's another part of that, too, and that is how much the unions, particularly the taxi unions, contribute to political campaigns for said politicians that then turn around and give Uber a hard time.
And they got, ding, 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 ding.
Yep, and they got them votes. They got them voters, too.
Chris Reitman hit it on the head. But... Well, the Foundation for Economic Education has a story about what Austinites are doing now that Uber is not operational. And it's probably not what you think.
They're recovering. There are multiple ride-sharing entities that are cropping up.
There are. Some of them are jumping through the hoops and hurdles that the city wants.
I don't think that they're doing such a great job yet, but, I mean, there's only time will tell. These things, there's a chance that there could be an Uber killer out there in the making right now. Thanks, Austin.
Well, there is Arcade City that apparently is preparing or just had a big launch in Austin, but that's not what Fee is reporting on. Fee says something unsurprising but very interesting is happening in Austin, Texas. Last month, voters in Austin, and I should say it was a slight majority of a huge minority of voters in Austin.
Typical election. I love that.
Yeah.
Voted against Proposition 1, which would have repealed regulations mandating that would-be rideshare drivers include fingerprints as part of their application.
What do you want to bet? The majority were government workers and union taxi drivers.
And people that were scared of whatever sort of fear-mongering they heard.
Right. I mean, you could have a criminal. You could have a serial killer driving around, or rapists. There's that one story, right? Yeah.
ISIS taxi.
Wow. Uber and Lyft.
That would be a great taxi service.
No, it would not.
We blow our competition away.
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft left the city in the wake of the vote. Predictably, drivers and passengers have turned to social media to keep up with ride sharing within the city without Uber and Lyft. While it's nice to see drivers and passengers trying to adapt to Uber and Lyft leaving Austin, the approach does pose some privacy and safety concerns, reports Fee. Austin residents looking for a ride need not resort to taxis. Rather, they can join the Facebook group Arcade City Austin, request a ride. So Arcade City is being mentioned here,
Absolutely.
But Arcade City has an app. There's no need. I do not know why they're using a Facebook group.
Because the app isn't up yet, right?
Yeah, Arcade City's gone through a couple iterations, and they reached a point where I think they wanted to rework their app. And
yeah,
while they were doing that, they kind of reverted back to this very simple social way of connecting drivers and passengers.
Yeah, there's a Facebook group. Last time I checked, it was like 25,000 or yeah, that many subscribers. And basically, you hail a taxi via Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook Messenger.
And I'm sure all the drivers are monitoring it, and they'll say, "Oh, I'm right there,"
I'm sure some people are also using Craigslist, because Craigslist does have the rideshare listing thing. But hopefully somebody from Arcade City is listening to the show and can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because I'm really curious if the app has relaunched, because I know that they're planning on it if it's not already happened within the last couple of days. The article here from Fee continues. Members of the group, that's the Arcade City Austin Request a Ride group, members of that group request rides. The requests include arrivals and pickup locations as well as preferred times. Drivers in the group interested in driving the passenger can comment on the request with a phone number, fare, and a brochure showing that Uber and Lyft had previously approved them to drive. As Arcade City notes, their approach removes corporations, i.e., Uber, and other institutions that act as middlemen in popular ride-sharing services. There is no Uber or Lyft connecting passengers with drivers. The two parties voluntarily submit information to one another in order to make each other better off. As great as it is to see so-called micro-entrepreneurs in Austin working around poorly considered local regulations, the Facebook group is not without concerns. Fee says the brochures put on display by drivers could be faked without too much difficulty. A driver found via the Facebook page could be a dangerous person who knows how to use Photoshop. Passengers do not know for sure that their potential driver was cleared by Uber or Lyft. In fact, they don't even know if the driver has a valid license or insurance. But isn't that really just the risk that you're taking? And I find it very interesting and somewhat insulting that Fee, of all places, Fee, a supposedly libertarian outlet, would be making this concern of they might not even have a driver's license.
Dear God.
Well, some of us...
That is surprising.
Some of us like to live dangerously. Some of us. But the most condescending part about all this is that you have all these folks out there who are making decisions on our behalf when maybe we feel just fine catching a ride with some ISIS taxi driver. I mean, and maybe I'm carrying. Maybe I can defend myself if it turned into a problem.
Oh, and there you have some of the regulations that Uber's, you know, put out there. Or I would say some of the weaknesses that the larger ride-sharing companies may have compared to a truly free market. So Uber does come down and say, you know, drivers are not permitted to carry while they drive.
There's a background check.
Right. And, well, yeah, but you cannot carry your pistol, your sidearm, whatever you got on you. You can't do that while you're driving for Uber.
Can you carry a knife?
I don't even know if you're allowed to do that. I don't know if you have mace? I don't know if it's no weapons or if it's no... I know it's definitely no firearms, but they also forbid their passengers from. So if you work with Uber, then you are basically agreeing to their terms and conditions, mm-hmm. and that happens to be one of them.
Yeah, so let's get back into the article here. Speaking of insurance, drivers could end up being in trouble if they're in an accident while driving a passenger using the Facebook group. Absent clarifying legislation, personal auto insurance will be of little help if you're involved in an accident while driving someone in exchange for money. There are additional safety concerns associated with Arcade City's Facebook page. It seems, or rather, it does not seem difficult to be added to the Facebook group. In fact, the author says, I was promptly added to the group after I sent my request, despite the fact that I work in Washington, D.C. and live in Virginia. It's not hard to see how this page could be considered or could be used by stalkers and would-be assailants to identify or track targets. As the screenshot below shows, passengers using the page can reveal specific addresses and telephone numbers. And they have a redacted post here where they redacted the name, ride request for redacted Lane, Austin, Texas. My cell phone is And then somebody whose name is redacted says, I'm close by and available. Send PM to coordinate pickup. So there's a little bit more to this, as well as your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Outdoor number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And And we're talking about what people are doing in Uberless Austin to wind up getting rides where they need to go. Some people have turned to using a Facebook group called Arcade City Austin Request a Ride. And there are 32,689 people in that group, including one Conan.
Yep.
Who is in that group. And Conan, I don't think you've ever actually been to Austin.
I might be one of them stalker types these people are referring to.
But if you did go to Austin and you requested a ride on the Arcade City Austin Request a Ride page, you could pay for your ride potentially with Bitcoin, and there are a lot of different wallet options for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but only one wallet offers to hold Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO. That's Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get it at Jax.io or the App Store on either a Google or an Apple product. All data is stored client-side. They never have access to your funds. You can use it cross-platform. And their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if you have to. And here's a little insider info. Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io. That's Jax.io.
I really appreciate lofty goals. You know what I mean? When somebody says, hey, we're going to build a great Bitcoin wallet. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, we are going to change the way you view life.
There you go.
I'm looking at... I'm waiting on the Trump wallet. It's gonna be the best wallet ever.
It's gonna be terrific.
It's gonna have terrific. It's gonna have all of the cryptocurrencies, and it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing. And you know, I've got some of the best coders. They're coders, and they're the best. They're the best coders,
and they're
making this thing, and it's amazing.
Can I say that your Trump impersonation sounds more like Bernie?
He did have that going.
I'm looking at seven hails on the Facebook page, the Arcade City Facebook page, in the last 20 minutes, and they just keep going and going. And usually someone will say, I'm here, I need a ride, and one of the drivers will usually just post their phone number, and I guess they take it from there. Some people are using it.
Yeah, and you could do it other ways. I mean, if you friend requested a driver, you could use like Facebook chat's audio.
Yeah, and this doesn't point out how many people have probably already done that. They Facebook friended their regular driver,
right?
And it just goes straight to PMing them whenever they need a ride.
That's cool.
So people, I mean, City of Austin, you're dumb. I mean, people are going to work around it. The technology is there. It's making us better. It's making our lives easier. And you suck. People of City of Austin.
The technology is there, and I'm one of the lucky few people, apparently, that actually has the Arcade City app from before they removed it from the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
And the article here from Fee says that Arcade City has yet to release, although it should say re-release, its app. But Arcade City claims that their platform will allow drivers to create a profile that can embed a social media account, which will enable them to list their safety qualifications. As TechCrunch explained, Arcade City is confident they have a solution that will protect riders while still remaining decentralized. The startup explained that each driver will have a profile that can embed a Facebook or Twitter profile, background check, FBI check, driver's license, proof of physical address, and much more. Each driver can attach as few or as many of these verification options as they like. And the app will allow, or rather, will use these to compile a score that summarizes trustworthiness for each driver. Essentially, since riders will always be able to pick their driver, drivers who choose not to verify should probably be weeded out of the platform.
You know, they should call Arcade City should call each one of those a badge. How many badges do you have, Arcade City driver? Well, here's my list.
Badges?
Yeah, badges.
I don't need no stinking badges.
Well, in this case, you want them. because it's probably going to get you.
You want them, but you don't necessarily need them.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. You don't need them, but you want the money, so you might jump through some hoops.
The author of this article over at Fee says, however, while this approach may work to provide some safety reassurances, it remains the case that the current Facebook page does not provide riders as safe as Uber or Lyft rides. Ironically, Uber and Lyft leaving Austin over a safety regulation has left residents with a ride-sharing platform more dangerous than the services offered by Uber and Lyft.
Now, I am sorry. When people say blanket statements like that the ride-sharing program may not be as safe as Uber and Lyft, how do you make that kind of a declaration? How? What data do you back that up on?
Because they haven't.
He has no data.
They haven't done the
exactly.
They haven't gotten their fingerprints done.
Evidently, and if you smear some ink on your fingers, that makes you a safe driver.
You know,
What he has is a screenshot from the Arcade City Austin Request a Ride group, where someone put the address where they wanted picked up, and a telephone number where they could be contacted. Neither of those are necessarily personally identifiable information. It could be a burner phone number that they only use for requesting rides for Arcade City.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they needed picked up from the gym and needed a ride to the grocery store.
It could be the phone number and address of a McDonald's. But I think that this argument that, you know, without the government regulations and without us telling you exactly how to keep drivers safe, there's no way anyone could ever ensure that you get a safe ride. Meanwhile, we have had Uber murders, right?
And rapes
and things like that. And that's not slamming Uber. I think Uber's a great idea.
And we've had Uber drivers that were beat up from old drunk dudes.
The guy that wound up killing people who happened to be an Uber driver, I'm just going to say it, he was a crazy person. Part of his defense is that the app possessed him. Like, he would load the app,
evil code.
And then he would see the devil. And the devil would then tell him to do things, and he could not control himself.
Okay, well, I'm inclined to believe him.
And I looked at the app a little bit closer after I opened it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You not? You're sure? Who is this?
I'm fine, but I'm going to open the app again just to make sure that I'm describing this properly. But there's like these upside down looking star things in the design, and I could see how if you're on some kind of substance
or just regular medicines,
you could wind up seeing, you know, like upside down pentagrams in there.
That is, that's crazy.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? Upside down pentagrams in Uber taking over your body, making you kill people? Is that safer than Arcade City? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And if you want to, you can actually watch the show. Instead of just listening, you can head over to cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room that Conan sometimes likes to spend time in because, you know,
and
reason.
Some, and someone asked me a question at the beginning of the segment and get mad at me when I don't respond back to him until the break. Which is my opportunity to respond. So come on, cut me some
right,
slack.
Right, so you're being a responsible radio host of not, you know, actively chatting during the middle of while we're talking. So thank you for that. But Conan is sometimes in the chat room, so you can head over again, cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Straight Razor calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, good to hear it. So I'm an Uber and Lyft driver, or actually I've moved on to another occupation, but I was a very good Uber and Lyft driver. And whenever I heard you guys speaking about this article, I thought, okay, well, at the moment, you know, we've kind of fallen on some hard times here, so I canceled the insurance on the cars. So I just opened up both my Lyft and my Uber app, and guess what? I can go drive tonight if I want to with no insurance. So I really don't know what this article is talking about being able to prevent.
So what you're saying is you could create an Uber account. They want to see that you're insured, and then after you get set up, then you can just cancel your insurance.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's going to be with everything. So no platform is any more dangerous than anything
right.
else. when you're talking about getting in a vehicle with a stranger, I mean, if you think it's dangerous, then don't do it. If you're like most other normal people, you realize that even if you get an old-fashioned cab, you still don't know that person.
Right. Right, and they have a policy against carrying both drivers and passengers. But is that actually going to stop anybody? I mean, I think that if I drove for Uber, I would have something in the car to defend myself, regardless of what the silly policy was.
I would still much prefer to get in a vehicle with an Uber or a Lyft driver over a traditional taxi driver, because I can rate them. If right. I get a bad experience, if I have a driver
right.
that drives all over the place and takes three times as long to get me where I need to go, I can rate one star.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's another great thing that from how you guys are describing Arcade City, I haven't checked it out yet. But, I was a highly rated driver. I never dropped below 4.9 stars ever. So it sounds like with this new technology or this new way of doing things, we would be able to actually vary our rates based on, you know, how great of a driver this is, how many qualifications they have, what people are saying about them, which is what happens in a normal market anyway.
Right. I think this applies to a lot of different marketplaces. It applies to Amazon. It applies to eBay. It applies to Uber. But
we're doing very well.
Yeah, but the idea behind ratings and so much more, virtually every sort of thing that pops up where you could possibly rate how good a job somebody did or how good a product is, now features a rating system. And you think about it, we didn't have that 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It just didn't exist really for anything.
Right, and you know, those are sort of double-edged swords. And Brian Sovereign, former co-host of Free Talk Live, who has the podcast Sovereign Tech, he talks about that a lot more than, you know, I will go into depth on. But he does talk about how, you know, everything having a rating system attached to it is kind of a double-edged sword.
I recognize that too.
Because,
yeah.
You know, even with stuff like Yelp, people can just go in and give a bunch of phony reviews, claim that they were customers, claim that they've had a bad experience at, you know, the local craft store on Route 101 in Keene, New Hampshire, even though I have never had a bad experience there, except for when you don't have honey, Chris. But people can just, you know, go and put bad reviews and just totally destroy the thing. So,
but I think what we're seeing is technology that addresses that, too.
Right. So with Uber and Lyft, you can't give a driver a bad rating unless you have actually interacted with that driver. And that is right now not yet in place for things like Yelp or Foursquare, some of these other sort of business rating apps.
Yeah, you as a user should also have good judgment when you're reading reviews. So
if you see 30 good reviews and all of a sudden there's just one absolutely there's a one star and it's like, well, where were you at, man? What happened to you that you gave such a bad review? I mean, I do it on, when I list books on Amazon, I do it all the time. I mean, some guy will, there'll just be some oddball who just one stars it. And it's like, where were you at, man?
And then the thing that I find to be absolutely hilarious, when I go on Amazon and I'll be reading reviews for a product that I'm interested in, and I'll go down and I'll look, and if there's as many 5-star, 3-star, and 1-star reviews, it's like, wait a second, either this product got really horrible, or it was really horrible and they've improved it greatly, but sometimes being able to try and, you know, sort those out is a little difficult.
Or it's not the product, it's the seller, and the person who is rating that product is only concerned with the sellers, so they're a bunch of sellers selling the same exact product. So sometimes you have to, all right, why?
No, the ones I'm looking at, it will be, you know, like, here's a product by a specific company, and that company is the only company selling the product.
Gotcha. Yeah, but I'm understanding what Conan's saying. You see that a lot on Amazon.
Yes.
You know, this product is available from 17 other sellers, And if you go into the reviews on any one of them, you're going to receive the same product reviews.
But each seller also has a star rating system, so you can.
Sure.
So that's what I also check. Check the seller out as well,
right?
Not just the product.
And they're getting better, and I'm sure Uber is, and everybody else about, you know, posting that as part of sort of the headline for the product. I mean, you see it when you go to Amazon.
And one day maybe we'll have Yelp for people, Chris.
That already exists, and it's absolutely horrible.
What's it called?
I don't know, but no. Brian Sovereign's written about it numerous times.
They tried to start one. It was called People, and it never got off the ground.
Because it was absolutely horrible.
Well, probably because it was a fake app. It was just an idea that was floated, and it just didn't. It never went anywhere. But, yeah, it would definitely require some kind of administration to prevent people from just going in, trolls going in there and just totally ruining somebody. I'm thinking everyone would have to have an account.
That's a really simple solution, though. I mean, with the push technology we have now where you can just tap phones together, you could certainly identify if you were near a person, if you were actively looking to rate someone. But then again, you know, everything is going to depend on that individual. So, like, I went online to look up a Chuck E. Cheese to take my family to, and all of them were rated horribly. And I went into the reviews, and the first review said, one star, this place is for kids, no beer. which told me the exact body of people that the reviews are being drawn from. If you aren't smart enough to realize that you're going to a place for children, then you really shouldn't be rating a place for children.
Yeah. Hold on. When did Chuck E. Cheese stop serving beer?
Yeah, I was wondering.
That was like the only reason I ever agreed to go to that place.
That was a real bad move on their part. They should probably install shot machines, and they'd get a lot more business.
I hear you.
And I remember a couple of years ago, Stray Razor, thanks for the call. I remember a couple of years ago, there was some woman that actually sued Chuck E. Cheese, claiming that Chuck E. Cheese is teaching children to gamble.
Really?
Ooh.
Because you put, you know, the equivalent of a quarter into a machine, and you're hoping to win tickets.
Yeah.
And the more tickets you get, the bigger prize you can get.
It's a game of skill.
And where did that go? Did she win?
I think it wound up getting thrown out.
Probably settled.
Yeah.
Or, it could have been settled out of court. I'm not sure. But your calls and thoughts, welcome. A Yelp for people. Yelp as Yelp. Should Yelp be rated horribly because it is absolutely horrible? Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking ride sharing and Yelp for people and Yelp for businesses, and I think there actually might need to be a Yelp for Yelp so that we can rate horrible rating websites. But how exactly would that work? Do you get to, you know, rate it once, or can you update your rating at a later time? Like a Yelp review, can you update that at a later time?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how the Yelp review side works. I've worked with the Yelp for Business a little bit, and they do. Daryl's very down on Yelp. I got kind of mixed feelings about it. For a business, they provide a lot of data.
I've read so many things about how people just go in and, you know,
right,
absolutely screw over a business. And by leaving a bunch of bad reviews. There was a story that I read several years ago, and this is really what turned me off to Yelp. There was a food critic who wanted to go to some restaurant just outside of Las Vegas, and he drove out there and saw their sign that said, open for dinner only. They didn't have hours on their website or whatever, but you know, like he drove out, open for dinner only. So he went back later, ate there, left a good review because the food was amazing.
Right.
And then he said a couple months later he was just curious to see what the reviews were like, to see if they wound up getting, you know, any kind of bump from, you know, like food critic goes and leaves a good review.
Right.
And he noticed that their average review was like a 2. And so he started looking to see what was going on, why it went from like a, you know, 3.5, almost 4, down to a 2. And he saw a bunch of one-star reviews that talked about how horrible their breakfast was. They don't serve breakfast because they're not open for breakfast.
This is like the Chuck E. Cheese doesn't serve beer review.
Yeah. But
right,
so
you've got a lot of people that are leaving the same, breakfast is horrible for a place that doesn't serve breakfast.
Yeah, but this kind of thing is going to happen. And it's up to the businessman to monitor his reviews and to challenge them
to the businessman to run his business.
And part of it is making sure the reviews are good.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. And you can challenge these things. And I think even if you don't you know, subscribe to Yelp's business plans and stuff like that, you can always challenge a review if it's your business, if you've claimed that business and things like that. But this is, and Sovereign's absolutely right, the double-edged sword. You're going to have people that are going to skew things, and I think all of us, as time goes on, we're going to get better at sifting through the noise. You know what I mean?
And does it outweigh? Does the positives outweigh finding a troll here and there? I would say yes. It much more outweighs the occasional troll.
And one thing that I really like about Amazon, of course, I spend a lot with Amazon, and of course, I use Purse. But one thing I really like is that reviews themselves are reviewed.
Yes,
you know. How was this helpful to you?
Right.
And when you see reviews that lots of people found helpful, then that tells me that, okay, that's one I want to read.
And also, Amazon has the verified purchase badge.
Right.
Next to reviews. So that then you know this person not only has bought the product, but they bought the product through our platform.
And
Yelp doesn't have that. Yelp does not have a verified customer to where they verify that the person actually spent money in your store.
And who would verify? If Yelp did have that, it would have to be verified by you probably.
Well, even if it were a check-in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sort of a Foursquare meets Yelp where you have to meet some proximity. And we're going to see that
somebody
stuff too.
Drove down the street and they've got a...
Did a drive-by bad review.
They've got a thing on their phone that it just checks in every business that they drive by.
Well, not to make this all, you know, free tech live tonight, but I've applied for like a Facebook little device that would sit in my store, and if people came in, they could do a check-in. Right then and there, and then you actually start to get. And I think we're going to see more of that type of stuff for local businesses. That if you say
you're checking customers,
you've connected, and it's usually going to be via Bluetooth or something.
So it's
like
Minority Report. We walks in the shopping store.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's.
It takes an eye scan, and it knows my profile. So all the ads that flash across the display are my advertisements.
It won't need your eye.
Yeah,
it'll just read your cell phone.
That sounds like that double-edged sword where the
implant in my hand.
Where the one edge is a lot sharper than the other. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, you know something? I was thinking riding the Albuquerque bus might be safer than riding with Uber because, you know, we have like 15 cameras and microphones recording conversations in the inside of the bus and 10 cameras on the outside.
How does that make you safer?
People know that if they pull out their, if they touch themselves, they grab a girl, they're being filmed, and whatever they say, the curse words or whatever, it's all being recorded. If people know that.
So you're saying that
Big
Brother's watching you,
and that makes
safer.
Some people feel safer.
Right. Feel safer.
Well, I feel safer because I've had guys that came up and start rubbing me on my legs, and they touch my arms, and if you know, they could always blame me and say she has mental illness, she's bipolar. You know, I didn't do nothing to her. But if they're being filmed and it's being recorded, they could hear me like, "Don't touch me!" You know, it's all as an evidence.
Yeah.
Because I have a diagnosis, they could say, "Well, put her in the mental hospital," and then they could get away with it. So, but you know, here's my point, is that people always complain about all these cameras are filming them and taking pictures, but they're being filmed whether they like it or not every time they go into Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, into the bank.
The difference between Walmart having security cameras for their own personal use and the government putting up cameras filming everything that happens on public streets is that the government is doing mass surveillance and Walmart is destroying their video after a couple of weeks unless there winds up being, you know, a shoplifting incident.
And
or
they have a legitimate use for it. The legitimate use is loss prevention.
Right.
Well, the government would say that they also have a legitimate use, and it's their protection.
They will.
Okay.
But I also have constitutional rights, which
right.
should protect me under the Fourth Amendment.
Amendment for the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, blah, 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 blah. So, Sarah, we're going to have a security camera in your bedroom, Sarah, just to make sure that nobody comes into your house.
Well, let me try.
Make you feel safer if the government watched you sleep at night?
If anybody came in, then there would be a record of it.
No space. But you don't have people complain like the big intersections like by San Mateo and Montgomery. Everybody's fully clothed. I don't see anybody doing anything private. Like, it's not a dressing room. It's not a massage parlor. Okay? So then they have 8 pedestrians killed. Okay, but they consider I want my privacy. Okay? I mean, that does not make any sense to me. That is
all right. You're the one advocating for government having cameras everywhere, and I'm just asking if it would make you feel safer if the government put cameras in your house, too.
No, that's a personal space, okay? Intersection where everybody's fully clothed. That's not a bathroom. That's not a changing room.
Okay.
It's not a nursing room. It's not anything of a public place.
Right.
If everybody's doing, but they go and run red lights, speed, and kill everybody, and hit people, hit and run, and run off, and that's a public safety hazard.
But Sarah, criminals are going to do what they do, and they might attack you in your house. And the question is, wouldn't it be nice if there were cameras set up inside your house? Because it might happen, and the cameras would be there to protect you from criminals.
But you know what? In your home, you're running around sometimes naked. I don't wear clothes in my house. I'm wearing underwear. You know, and I do personal things. Or people make love in the hotel rooms, and people were making, what is it, porno flicks out of hotel rooms without the consent of the people that are running it. They were doing all this stuff like that. They were filming women going to the bathroom at Starbucks. All this kind of stuff. That's a personal, private place.
Okay, let me hop in here, and I'm going to try to pull it back around to what I think the core question is, Sarah, I feel that I have a right to privacy in my home, in my business, and I don't feel that the government has a right to record me whenever it feels like it, if I happen to be, particularly if I'm forced to be recorded, if I use public services. A bus is a good example, or if I go to a DMV, you know, by entering this room, I consent to being surveilled. I disagree with that. I think that I should have the right to my privacy.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Thank you, Sarah. 855-450. Cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.